This is in Lower Poker Creek, and you see the over to the left, that the grayish area. But this is in early summer. But this here was the residual, the last of the thick ice at that little particular beach. That's where it hung in the longest. You see how the vegetation development is really delayed? Well, that has, you know, what's the local ecological inference from that? But it does have some inference for something. And obviously, the vegetation reflects not only the creek, but also the persistence of alpha ice or ice agents in that particular reach.
The extent and the variability of alpha ice has to have a lot of biological consequences. Overwintering fish habitat or summer fish habitat, and once again, it's a probably unintended consequence of some forms of disturbance. You're really affecting the fish habitat quality for some of these small streams, which could be very, very productive normally.
It has a consequence for stream temperature. You're depressing headwaters, your water temperature over what it would be if the ice weren't there.